This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
What a beautiful looking morning. Looks a little chilly out there, though. I mean, it doesn't literally look chilly. Actually, it looks warm, but I know it is chilly because I can see the temperature. That's the difference. Don't want to throw you off there this morning. You go out in your Speedo to go to work. And then you go, hey, wait a second. That Bill Carroll said it looked warm out there. No, it's not warm. It looks warm. It's not warm. So just, are we clear now on that? Looks like even a little frost on the grass out there this morning.
I'm wearing
shorts.
Yeah,
heading into the weekend, looks like some rain coming, though. But I think I could squeeze in a golf game. I have my first tee off of the season today at Carlton. So I'm pretty excited. My old friend and best buddy, Rich, not sure if he's going to join this year or not. So I might be like a little lost soul out there. I haven't mentioned to my mother-in-law I'm going. I don't mind taking her. But she complains about the cold like you wouldn't believe. Every 2 minutes for the entire round. It's cold. It's too cold. It's too cold. She does that when it's 25. You get to a certain age, if you notice that, and it's always too cold for you. Heat cranked up all the time. So, yeah, that's how my weekend starts. That's going to be pretty good. And then, remember I said on the air that because the Leafs have let me down so many times before, I'm not going to watch them now until they win this series or they're out and it's next spring. I'm just not going to do it. Or next fall. Because they've let me down too many times before. Well, I didn't really get that choice because I got a text right away from my wife who said, we have dinner plans on Saturday night. So when she got home from work last night, I said, yeah, I see you made it easy for me to keep my threat not to watch the Leaf game. We're going out on Saturday night. She said, well, I know, but you didn't intend to book every Saturday night for hockey from now until the playoffs are over. No, of course not. No, I didn't. Yeah, I kind of thought we could be home on Saturday.
Make that arrangement?
Is that unreasonable of me? It's a couple of months.
Saturdays, you know, there's not that many days that we get to hang out late at night, the three of us. So Saturdays are important for those of you.
No, great. That's what you pointed out. Is that because you saw her for dinner last night?
I did. I went on a date with your wife.
Did you put that idea in her head?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm very lucky.
I didn't know you were having dinner with my wife last night.
I didn't either until I got there, which was nice. Yeah.
Okay. So my work wife and my real wife were in the same place at the same time.
Yep.
Nothing good can come of that ever.
Carol's Coffee. And hot takes.
Breakfast item number one.
With a $15 billion investment, Honda will build an electric vehicle plant in Ontario. Premier Doug Ford says once it's complete, the facility will be a powerhouse.
This is historic. It's the largest auto investment in Canadian history. It's a tremendous win for Ontario, for our workers, for all of Canada.
Now we just need people to want to buy them. And there are growing numbers of Canadians every day who want to buy electric vehicles, but the number of the size of the growth is getting smaller. It's slowing down. Mm-hmm. So there were a couple of things I found interesting about this. Looks like they're getting tax breaks, so not direct taxpayers' money, but still, in the end, taxpayers' money. That I found interesting. I found it interesting that they're building it next to an old-fashioned Honda plant that's still there. They're not closing one and converting it. They're leaving it because Honda knows what the Prime Minister must know. He was at that announcement yesterday as well. That we're not going to be stopping selling gasoline cars in, what is it, 2035, like they legislated it? If you legislate and you believe it's going to work, you don't have to invest in an electric plant. The car companies would have to invest in it. Honda's not planning to shut down its internal combustion engine plant anytime soon because they know they're going to need both. And it's going to be years that both will be on the road. So, and all the jobs that it was going to, great, that's fine. I know the union is worried that some of the jobs will come from outside the country, some of the workers, which would, when we have no place for people to live. That'd be a terrible idea. But yeah, but don't believe the raw numbers. That's the one thing I'm going to caution you on, because many of those jobs will presumably just be opened up to people building other cars when those car plants slow down, if you believe their policy is going to work. I don't believe it's going to work, and I believe that plant may not be successful at all. So we'll have lost tax opportunities, but I don't think we'll lose tax money on it because we're not investing in it in that way. And that's also interesting, too, that we're not willing to do that anymore. So, yeah, it was a good news announcement, but it comes with, I think, a lot of asterisks beside it. Asterisks beside it.
Item number two.
MPP Sarah Gemma was asked to leave the Legislation Assembly by the Ontario House Speaker Ted Arnott for wearing a keffiyeh, a garment which is banned at Queen's Park.
The repression against Palestinians and the anti-Palestinian racism in this place needs to continue to be called out.
There's a photo that was circulating yesterday by a lawyer who has been very much on the forefront of this and basically accusing us, not just anti-Palestinian, but anti-Islamic or Islamophobic, whatever term you want to use. So he sends out this photo, and there's this MPP who, by the way, remember, within minutes of October 7th, she was calling for a ceasefire. She never believed Israel should fire back at all or try not to get the hostages back, but immediately. Then, if I'm remembering the facts straight, she got in trouble with her party head, the NDP, though. They don't like that. So she retracted it. Remember that? Yeah, I read it again yesterday. Yeah, I was wrong and I misspoke. And then they threw her out of the party anyway. So she retracted her retraction. So she's not in the party anymore. She's down to nothing more than theatrics. But there she is, her head bowed, and there's the legislature's sergeant-at-arms or whoever leaning over her because she's in a wheelchair, and it's a very sad sight, and it looks very Islamophobic. It really does. Except for the fact that there's a page who works. You know, the young pages are like assistants who stand around in legislatures wearing a hijab, standing right there in the background. There she is. No one's stopping her from working there. So this lawyer, I guess he's willfully blinded by his, he's blinded by his own prejudice, but he's actually, as a lawyer, he's actually arguing against his own position. Because clearly the legislature is not anti anything. They allow Muslim women to cover their hair and still work at Queen's Park. So now we can get down to the real debate. Is wearing the keffiyeh at this moment in time, and that's what the speaker ruled, it's not forever, but at this moment in time, is it a protest tool? Of course it is.
Item number three.
As more workers return to the downtown core, one local restaurant is expanding its hours and reopening for lunch service again. Becta Dining on Elgin says their decision is also based on easing some of those economic pressures.
And so when we see rate cuts in June or July, then we're going to start to see people feel a little more comfortable spending some more dollars.
Do you think people are coming back? I don't believe it.
That stuck with you too, huh?
I don't see it, but I hope the best for them.
Oh, I don't think rate cuts are coming then.
Neither do I. Yeah, I'm a bit worried.
So if he's counting on the rate cuts to bring back the... I don't want to be negative because it's such a positive-sounding story on the surface. It's just that I'm not convinced. I hope he's right, but I'm not entirely convinced. But I occasionally have lunch on Elgin Street, and the restaurants I go to are really busy, I have to say.
Oh, during like lunch period time?
Yeah,
oh, good.
They're really busy.
Good.
I would think some of those restaurants are as busy, if not more, at lunchtime than they are in the evening. Big lunch crowd in that area. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning.